Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa ngā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. The End of Life Choice Act is now law, but a Tai Tokerau leader says there's still a lot of talking needed for Māori to come to terms with the change. Te runanga o Ngāti Whātua co-chair Dame Nada Glavish, who's the chief tikanga advisor for the Auckland and Waitemata DHBs, says it's an option for people with a terminal illness likely to end their life within 6 months. Only the patient can raise it as a topic for discussion, and only doctors with the appropriate registration can assist. She says the process can make family feel left out and challenges some firmly held tikanga.
In the Tai Tokerau, we hongi tū pāpaku, and that hongi is to defy death. We will give our breath even to tū pāpaku right to the grave.
Dame Nada Glavish says consultation with Māori on the law was minimal compared with the extensive discussion that went on over the legal framework of organ donation. The organiser of the Rangatahi Ira Dot Vaccine Drive says the new message resonated with Tāmaki Makaurau. Over the weekend, 15,332 Aucklanders, including 2,733 Māori, rolled up their sleeves to get jabbed, or, if they preferred, dotted. Pere Wihongi says the name change had support from Māori still unsure about the vaccine.
We have had an influx of rangatahi posting on our social media sites, even just identifying that the language used and the perspectives used in this campaign have switched their perspectives to make them less reluctant.
Pere Wihongi. There were 125 new community cases of COVID-19 reported today, 117 in Auckland, 6 in Northland and 2 in Waikato. There are 51 cases in hospital, including 9 in ICU or HDU. In Auckland, there were 6,337 vaccinations yesterday, 1,428 first doses and 4,909 second doses. The total number of eligible Māori vaccinated now stands at 754,271, with 75% having received their first dose and 58% being fully vaccinated. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson says families need the increase the family tax credit now. At the weekend's Labour Party conference, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the credit will rise on April 1st by $15 a week for the eldest child and $13 a week for subsequent children. That's on top of a scheduled inflation increase. Ms Davidson says on current rates, low-income families are missing out on basics like bread, milk, fruit, veggies and meat.
Unfortunately, while we welcome every single dollar of extra support, it still wasn't enough and it's not kicking into April. But that does seem to be a bit of a slap in the face for the realities of what people are having to face at the moment.
The package will also include boosts to the Best Start payment and orphans benefit, unsupported child's benefit and foster care allowance, which will cost $272 million over 4 years. And that is your Wātea News.